This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Sound. S-O-U-N-D. Sound is this hour's code word. Text the word sound to 72881. By the end of this hour, for your chance at $1,000 in our national contest. That number again, 72881. Message and data rates apply. Sound is the code word.
Hey, there's our dude.
Woo! Nice. Down. Speaking of sounds, Ellie Goulding's, she's got a new song, and I think that it's going to be Lexi.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake up your assistant. with Diplo.
Right.
And I think it's called Close to Me.
Mm-hmm.
So 11:30, Lexi will have that if you want to hear new music. And hopefully you do want to, because I got a bunch of it right here. Hooman put this together for me yesterday, and we didn't get to it. But it's a bunch of new releases from a bunch of bands you've heard of, and so why not? Let's do it. Zayn. That's one of the guys from One Direction. He's the cute one who left first. Aren't they all the cute one? This is from his second album. It doesn't have a release date yet. But it's the first single, and it's called Fingers. Oh, swearing. What was he doing with his fingers in that clip? This song sucks, Beavis. Unless we're playing it, and then it's great. That sucks. I've heard enough of that. So that scrabbly part was some swear?
Yes, phrase? It was a swear. Okay.
Still, even though that was you editing that, it sounds like competing songs almost. Like,
that's
they don't
terrible.
All fit.
I don't know what he's doing
weird.
There. Weird. Happened to write a good old song. I sound all like such an old person. What happened to writing a nice song with a verse and a chorus?
Background voice.
God stinks. Turn it off. Please.
Why?
You don't like that.
He might.
Don't act like you like to stop. You're just liking it because I don't like it. Doesn't make
it's
you
not
young.
That good. Yeah. I had to work really hard to even find that portion of it, which I thought was the best part.
Mm. Mariah Carey dropped a new song called The Distance. It's with Skrillex and Ty Dolla $ign. Her new album, Caution, comes out November 19th.
Is this the second hit? We heard the first one. It was Get the Bleep Out,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Get the F out. Yeah. So this is the second one, I guess.
All right. Would it be wrong for me to suggest she call Tommy Mottola and have him help her make another album? Because those first two were the ones, weren't they?
Well, yeah. That was back when she could sing. She did something to her voice, I'm convinced.
Well, maybe too much partying.
Yeah. I'm not hearing Skrillex's influence on this. I was hoping for some... All right. Enough of that one, too. This is not, look, the record came out last week, and this is really just an excuse to play another Greta Van Fleet song. Their debut album, Anthem of the Peaceful Army, came out on Friday. We listened to a lot of that, and this is apparently the new single, and it's called You're the One. All right.
I feel bad for them right now because they're catching so much backlash for sounding so much like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It's not...
Sure
it's not
like...
an influence, it's a copy in some ways that people are saying. And they're still young guys, so,
yeah,
you
well,
know.
Look, they wish they sounded more like them. On Friday, after it was released, I streamed this record and was like, oh, that's disappointing.
Robert Plant said, that sounds like Led Zeppelin 1.
Mm. It's not as good as I hoped, not by a long shot. I've only listened to the whole album through once, but...
All right.
Not it and sucks because I was like the little taste we got. I'm like, oh, this might be my new favorite band.
I'd still love to see that, you know, they sparks in
it
some young
great.
People. The either looking back at old music,
bring
or,
on the rock,
or start bands of their own.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah! All right, next up is well, this should be good. Post Malone and Swae Lee.
Yeah.
They did a song called Sunflowers off the soundtrack to the pretty animated good. Movie Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, so it's an animated film, and they're going to show you all the different Spider-Mans, but this Spider-Man's a black Spider-Man.
Oh, all right. Post Malone and Swae Lee. It's called Sunflower. All I can think about is this guy got a truckload of Popeye's chicken delivered to him. Which one is which? Is this Post Malone singing
here?
Yeah,
this is Post Malone.
Okay, so the singing person is Swae Lee?
Yes.
Swae Lee a boy or a girl?
I'm not trying to see.
I guess it's probably a boy, right? Does it look like a boy?
That's correct.
Okay.
He's a boy.
Next up is Troy Sivan's latest. It's called Revelation. It's from the soundtrack to his upcoming movie, Boy Erased, which I think is Nicole
Kidman. It was at the Mill Valley Film Festival. We were supposed to go, but it was
Nicole Kidman stars as the mother.
Oh, is she the mother?
I
know
so.
Steve Carell is it.
I think that they put him into reprogramming camp, right? This is where they send their kid to...
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's the one. Yeah,
it's the one
I
where they're
you were
trying
talking
to.
About Timothy, yeah. That's
What's
the
that
one.
What's that called? Not...
Russell Crowe.
What are those camps called?
The gay conversion camps?
Yeah, conversion camp.
That's right.
And it's a true story, and apparently the mom was like, this is wrong, and went and got him.
Mm. Well, that's good.
So, anyway, and he's starring in that.
And there
he
was
is the boy.
A story. Wasn't the real mom praising Nicole Kidman, saying she got it right?
Right, she did a good job. With her.
Job. Yeah.
Well, who doesn't want to see Nicole? Oh, really? Nicole Kidman's playing
me?
By the way, there was a picture of them together, and the woman is like 4'4". And then there's Nicole Kidman. You
6 foot.
It's like, yeah, she got it right. You guys got it just right. That's exactly what I look like.
That's how I see myself.
Right. So this is new Troy Sivan called Revelation. This sounds like a soundtracky. Oh, there you go, Vinny.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Okay, enough of that. That's like ambient background music. Okay, Hooman, why don't you set up this last one that you wanted to set up? Hooman loves this one.
All right, I know that there's a lot of crazy Beatles fans out there. So it sounds
crazy.
Like, what's the song?
It's While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, and can you set up the description
why
of it?
Why don't I just read this and you tell me
your thoughts.
Yeah,
just read the description, then I'll tell
there's
you.
A new super deluxe version of the White Album. And it's coming out November 9th, and it includes an acoustic version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps with George Harrison on acoustic and Paul McCartney on harmonium.
So this is like them practicing to actually record. Like he talks, there's a wrong note played. So for those of you who are just crazy Beatle fans.
So this
you're gonna
an outtake.
Yeah, you're going to froth over
all
this.
Right. God, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Do you like this?
I love that. Like that's just them effing
around. Yeah, this is just them effing around.
Like magical.
Making music so rad. It's neat to hear people doing it, huh?
And just so casually.
Play the play
talking
the end where they
in
mess
the middle
up again.
Oh, all right.
All right, listen for the mess up here, right?
Beautiful.
Hear it? You want to hear a neat story about a band we love?
Yeah.
So I was reading this story about Geddy Lee, the Rush singer and bass player, and he was saying about this album they made called Hemispheres, that they wrote it and recorded all the music before they ever got anywhere near doing the vocals for it. So they did this. They wrote it, practiced it, arranged it, recorded it. He left. They left. He went to the studio in London where he was going to finish it and found out it's in a key he can't sing in.
Oh.
And he, rather than re-record the whole thing, he just figured out how to make it work. And so he was saying that whole album was a nightmare to do live for him. Like, he couldn't. And I thought, how weird that you would do a whole album of music before ever.
You'd think he'd be singing it in his head or humming along as he was doing it. That's what a bizarre story.
And he actually comments about the producer who never once said, hey, why don't we... They stopped using that producer after that album.
I'll bet.
Trippy, huh?
Yeah, that's... I want to look at... I have that record.
Hemispheres? Of course you do.
Yeah. What are the songs on that?
There's like five songs, and they're one of the first song's 20 minutes.
Circumstances, The Trees.
Oh, well.
La Villa Strangiato.
Yeah, it's one of those ones you put it on, well, back in the day when you used to put on a record and just listen through it.
I just thought that was weird. Anyway, go ahead.
Cardi B. She's got a new single that she did not want to be released yesterday, but instead it was. She's blaming Nicki Minaj's fans for spreading it around. The song leaked briefly 2 days early, and it got around so fast that the only thing that she could do was just officially, like, okay, I give up. And she blames the Barbs. That's what they call Nicki Minaj fans. They're all like Barbie dolls, man. Oh. I don't know, the Barbs.
Yeah, her new song is the Barbie Dreams.
Oh, yeah, Barbs. So in an Instagram live rant, she said, we tried to retract it, but you know the Barbs. They're always posting me. They always post everything I do. They claim they hate me, but they really love me because they be on my page before my fans. So clearly, that seems like love to me. Seems like you love me. So it's like, F it. I can't retract it. I might as well put it out. So here it is, the song she can't retract called Money. Bats in the boot?
I don't know what she's saying.
Bands in the coop.
Bands in the coop.
Bands in the coop?
Yes.
What
bands,
does that mean?
Bands are rubber bands, meaning you have stacks of money.
Uh-oh.
You roll it up. So a lot of these rappers say they got bands, which means that they're, you know.
Bands of money.
Exactly,
money,
bands of money.
Money, like bunches.
Stacks.
Just bunches. Stacks of cash.
Stacks rolled up.
Got it.
Bands,
oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rolled up with a, okay.
With a rubber band around it. That's a band.
Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I got bands in the coop.
Right. So bands is her nice car, her two-door vehicle.
Anyway, there it is. Her new song, Money.
All right.
This guy, John James. Can you see if you can find J-O-N James? They're saying he's a rapper, and he's a Canadian rapper. Does that mean he's a white dude? I don't know.
He is a white dude.
He was killed.
Drake. What about Drake?
No, I just wondered if he was a white dude. That's all. He was killed during a music video shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was, come on.
He was doing a stunt on an airplane wing, and it went wrong.
My goodness.
That's the thing about airplane stunts, you know? Boom, one false move. He's 34 years old. He was shooting in Vernon, British Columbia on Saturday. His full name is John James McMurray. He was walking on the wing of a Cessna as it was in flight. He walked out too far. The wing was overweighted, and it made the aircraft go into a downward spiral.
Oh, my goodness.
John held onto the wing until it was too late. By the time he let go, he didn't have time to pull his chute. He impacted and died instantly. Dude, horrible
way to go. Jeez, poor guy.
No one else was injured.
Pilot wasn't injured?
Dang. No. I don't think the plane crashed. I don't know.
Rough. It's a bummer.
Yeah, the pilot was able to control the plane and land safely. No one else was injured. He died filming for a project he'd been working on for months. He trained intensely for this stunt. Survived by his wife, parents, and brother.
Oh.
Terrible. So anyway, there you go. We should play some John James. I mean, you know, the dude just
bit
it.
Yeah, I'm listening to it real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Rap has swears in it. I forgot about that. Just play it. What are you doing? It's a big deal.
His job.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, while you find that, I'm going to move on to the next story. Jamie Lee Curtis, who is currently starring in yet another Halloween movie.
Got a hit on her hands,
I'm
doesn't
ready.
She?
Did
oh,
you
go ahead.
Hear
yeah. John James.
All right, here it is.
I've heard worse songs.
Yeah, true.
All right. Rest in peace, John James.
Mm.
Rapper. Fell off an airplane. Oy.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween.
Right.
She's
got a hit on her hands.
I want to say she's going to be 60 in a week or something.
She's 59 right now.
Biggest opening for any movie where the star is over 55.
Mm.
Crazy stat like that. Or maybe it's a female star. I don't know. She's revealing that she struggled with an opioid addiction.
Recently, then.
No, started in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. She said that, I was ahead of the curve on the opiate epidemic. I had a 10-year run, stealing, conniving, no one knew, no one. She said she was prescribed painkillers after a minor plastic surgery operation on her eyes in 1989. And she developed an addiction, stole them from friends and family. Her sister, Kelly, caught her stealing pills from her in 1998 and went, what's going on here?
Huh.
Curtis said she attended her first recovery meeting following February because addiction runs in her family. Her dad was an alcoholic, Tony Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled with cocaine and heroin use. Her brother Nicholas died of a heroin overdose in 1994. She said, I'm breaking that cycle that has basically destroyed the lives of generations in my family. Getting sober remains my single greatest accomplishment, bigger than my husband, bigger than both of my children, bigger than any work, success, failure. She goes to meetings regularly. In recovery meetings, anyone who brings up opiates, the entire room will turn and look at me because I'm like, oh, here, talk to me. I'm the opiate girl.
The poster child?
Yeah.
Talk to me
about it. I know. Crazy, right?
There's no doubt I've been to my share of meetings where you see someone and go, you?
Why? Anybody.
Because they look normal, quote
unquote. Because you just wouldn't guess it in a million years. And they're the ones. And then there's a story and you're just like, oh my God.
It really does.
The stealing thing and stuff where you go, oh my God, you look like anybody's mom. You look like America mom and you're stealing stuff. to fund your little habit. Mm.
That's become a big habit.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Abdul fell off a stage.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw
that. That was so strange.
She's had her own habit issues, hasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to speculate, but yes.
She's come out and said so.
She said, "Don't worry, I'm fine." She went on Instagram. "Yeah, okay, I fell off the stage. So what? Fine. I'll be all right."
Of course
she
will.
She said, "I love you all so much, and I want to say thank you for all your support and concern the past day. I promise you I'm perfectly fine. Fortunately, not injured. The show must go on." And it did.
Aww.
Paula Abdul. Seriously, I do.
I love the impression. Great job.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
Thanks. Simon. I'm going to do a Drake story. That's right.
We're ready.
I think this is cute.
Oh.
These
play
Drake
it.
Texts really got us in our feelings. Drake texts. Texas teacher from his high school. And he'll never, never stop. He still texts his high school teacher. He wouldn't say what the teacher's name was, but apparently they're very close. He was doing an interview or being talked to by someone on the street, and his phone went off. He goes, "Oh, it's my teacher just telling me I broke some record."
Oh, funny.
He's like, and then the teacher said, "I often wonder what your 16 or 17-year-old self would think." Pretty awesome. Great, because he broke a record. And he wrote back, "I don't think my 16 or 17-year-old self would comprehend. I would just want a Nesty and to figure out how I can turn my 61% into a 73% ASAP."
God, he's such a great guy.
Isn't he the best? Oh, my God. How can you not love him? He's so Drakey. And he's singing Drakey feelings in his feelings. And I can't get enough of Drakey. What's coming up, Vin?
Halloween stories. Ooh. Do not look at your stock app.
Well, everyone knows not to.
Oh, my God.
Don't do
Oof.
It.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 97 wins a Disney gift card. Isn't in the running for the Disney Cruise Escape to the Bahamas. It's three vacations in one. Enjoy Disney magic and one-of-a-kind entertainment found only on board. We're qualifying people all day, 11:35, 3:35, 5:35, and right now. Be calling 97-800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by a couple of longtime friends of the show. So we always have to start very early on our Toys for Tots event. It's still a month away.
Yep.
Little less than a month, but still,
Come
we've
right
got
up.
Time. But two very longtime friends of the show, Specialized Bikes here in, is it Morgan Hill?
Specialized!
Right.
And Deluxe Skate Shop. They actually do a bunch of stuff, but they also have a skateboard shop on Market, 1831 Market, and they do real anti-hero Crooked Thunder trucks and Spitfire wheels.
Specialized and Deluxe have
They've
been
both
so
agreed
good to us.
Already, without mm-hmm. question, to give us stuff for our Toys for Tots thing. Like
Thank
the guys,
guys
at Deluxe were like,
Boom.
"Yeah, what do you need?"
Thanks again.
Yeah.
I don't know. 15 skateboards. Done. Mm-hmm. I was like,
Carmella's like, "When do you need them?"
Yeah. Well,
here's
they're unbelievable.
The date.
They step up every freaking year. Thank
Said
you guys
we're
so
in.
Much.
So as you get ready to shop for this holiday season, those are two companies that support the Bay Area and support kids that need stuff. So maybe shop with them. Specialized
maybe.
And Deluxe.
Oh my God. I love my Specialized bike.
Oh, that's right. You still ride that?
I do. She hasn't asked for it back. I'm borrowing it. It's freaking awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah. And people go, "You want to go for a bike ride?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I'll go." Are there any hills I can leave you behind on?
Mine's got power.
Mm.
It's electric, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's killer.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
As we head into Halloween, as you know, we have an event. We're doing a thing.
We are.
Our little podcast.
Yeah.
Where Scott Capurro will perform in his underwear, I believe.
Is that what we... I thought he said he was going to be a tennis pro.
Yes, that was
Scott the pro.
Oh, okay.
Scott the pro.
All right. Well, sorry to disappoint the people who had already been previously sold. They'd get a bun hugger show.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Mm.
Wallet Hub has just released its annual list of the best cities for Halloween, and the Bay Area ain't anywhere in there.
Oh, really?
Couple places here in California made the list, but nowhere in Northern California. The results are partly based on things like how many costume shops there are, how many people throw parties, how nice the weather is. I imagine safety can be an issue as well.
Uh-huh.
New York, though, snagged the top spot this year.
Huh.
Four cities in California made it. L.A., Irvine, San Diego, and Santa Ana.
Huh.
All in the top 10 best cities for Halloween.
Are those surprising to you?
Well, Santa Ana used to be a place where I could go buy beer at 16.
Mm.
Yeah. It was a place where you went to buy drugs, pot, or whatever.
There must have been nicer areas.
Well, what do they call that? Gentrification? I mean, I think maybe many of those areas have cleaned up and gotten, because it's prime real estate, but it was a trouble spot when I was a young man. So it is surprising to see Santa Ana as a top place for people to walk around and ask for candy.
But Irvine, yeah. You said that was all housing tracks.
Irvine was total suburbia.
That's what people want. They want to go house to house really quickly and fill up their pillowcase full of candy.
My parents moved there when my dad was in the Marines and worked at the El Toro Marine Base, and there were dirt roads there. So it was the first place they could afford to buy a home.
Oh.
And then it built up all around them.
Mm.
And it was, if you look on the Wikipedia page for that city, every single thing was pre-planned well in advance.
Oh, so here's how we're going to do it. We're going to take down these orchards.
They owned everything and they had planned the whole thing.
Wow.
All of the different tracks, all the different names, all of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until much later.
How funny. So you went on Wiki and saw it?
I just randomly looked it up and was like, that whole thing was planned.
Hmm.
What a trip. And the Irvine Company.
Is who did it? How interesting. They probably made billions.
Right. Exactly right.
Hey, we own all these orange orchards. Mm-hmm. Groves,
anyway,
I guess.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Yay. Woo!
Las Vegas made the list, too. What?
Really? How bizarre.
That's not a good list. So earlier this week, six guys went into an e-cig shop in Belgium.
All right.
And tried to rob the place. The owner said, I don't have any money right now, but if you come back at the end of the day, that's when I'll have cash. So come back. And they left.
And then they came
They showed up again at 5:30 and he said, oh, I still have 1 hour before I close. Come back at 6:30. So they did.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's when the cops were waiting at the shop to arrest them.
Can't believe the cops weren't waiting the first time.
Well I bet the guy probably figured the dopes won't come back.
Right. How stupid can you possibly be? Pretty stupid.
The owner says,
we are pretty stupid.
It was like a comedy. They're being called the worst robbers in Belgium. Be careful, dude, because they're not going to stay in jail forever. And you don't want to be the guy that talked trash on.
You tricked them.
Right. I've often thought of that. Like, if someone's, you know, house jacking you or something, scary that you're the one that got them put in jail. I mean, but what else are you, you're caught.
Yep.
You
got to get the hell out of there. Get out of there because the robbers are going to come back to your house.
They're
going to
come back because you're the one who put them in jail.
Right.
We're mad. We were in jail.
You called the cops on. Yeah, you were robbing me.
You should have shut up.
Take your medicine. Okay.
Snitches get stitches.
Man, I swear, we already did the turkey story earlier, but it has been weird as turkey's just been spilling on Saudi Arabia. You're like, what is their deal? My goodness, they must hate them.
They hate that MBS guy.
Right.
Yeah, the Turks don't like the Saudis.
Did that guy do a speech yet? I haven't
no,
gotten any breaking news on it. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be when we're off.
Here's a strange thing to have stolen. Last week, someone in Kansas City, Missouri, stole a giant inflatable colon.
A colon. Hmm.
It's 10 foot, it's 150 pounds, and it's a pink inflatable replica of the human colon.
So they would, put it up for, like a medical conference
or
something?
It belongs to a nonprofit called Colon Cancer Coalition out of Minnesota.
Does it have the small intestine and the large intestine? The whole thing?
They ship it around the country to cancer walks and other events to help get people talking about colon cancer. I don't know what the thing looks like.
I'm just wondering, it sounds cool. You don't think that?
It sounds cool.
You don't think that sounds cool?
An inflatable colon.
It's funny. Like, if you saw that, you'd be like, oh, I got to stop there and see what that's all about.
Well,
walk through it and look at
everything. Yeah, there's a giant colon right there.
Someone
stole
it.
Is that a slide?
No slide.
Is it a jumpy colon?
It was in Kansas City for a walk run this past weekend, and someone from the University of Kansas Cancer Center left it in the back of their pickup.
Because it's 150 pounds. It's like hard to.
Well, it was
move
deflated
around.
At the time, and the thief took it.
Oh. Do you think it was just like a tent?
Officials are hoping that it will get returned.
Or inflated somewhere so they can see where it is.
Right. A giant pink colon.
Right. What are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
At first I thought you were talking about like the two dots, you know, the colon.
No.
That's like
colon.
Thing.
I don't care.
No, the body.
Full on twisty
right.
intestines.
Drunk people steal stuff. I know that firsthand. There's plenty of stuff I took. Like I.
Why?
Right. Why?
Just because you were drunk? I'm like, I'm putting that in my
pocket. I don't know why. That's why. That's what I'm saying.
Huh.
I would come, like, go to parties as a young man with this. I always wore this stupid leather jacket everywhere.
Because you were cool.
No, because it could carry all this stuff. And I would swear I'd wake, and then because I could wear it, no matter how cold it got, wherever I slept, it didn't matter. I just keep that thing on. It was, like, protective.
Right.
I wake up with a little cow statuette in my pocket and be like, what the hell?
Where'd I get this from?
Some poor person lost their cow statuette because my drunk ass couldn't leave it alone.
You didn't give it back?
I didn't know where to give it back. Who knew?
The plastic
who knows
or
where
glass
I was?
Or was it made out of?
That wasn't
brass?
The only time that happened, Sarah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there were multiple times where I woke up and went, what in the hell?
Why have I stolen this roll of toilet paper?
Zero reasons for me to have taken this. I guess I was playing with it and then went, this is fun.
Right. I'm keeping it.
Emotional eating.
Yeah.
How many of you have been in a parking lot eating ice cream and crying?
Yeah, I do that.
I know. That's why.
Oh, you were
right.
Saying.
No.
You've never been in a parking lot eating?
No.
Food tastes better when you're crying.
Does it?
Yeah.
Seems like it gets a little soggy.
To salt.
No, you don't cry on
salty.
It.
Salty.
I don't know. Something about like extra spit in your mouth or something.
Mm.
It's good.
As we head into eating season.
Oh, is this eating season?
Yeah, well, isn't it?
Well, you got to put on your layer of fat for the winter.
Right.
Same.
Emotional eating is a thing. People do it
yep.
to comfort ourselves from the pain
of being
from
alive.
Whatever.
I can still feel. Someone give me something to eat.
Things that can trigger emotional eating include boredom or a feeling of emptiness, social situations that involve food, and childhood habits you don't realize you still have.
Like what?
Like if you were rewarded with pizza when you did something good.
Oh. Mm.
Or you got ice cream when you were feeling sad.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah.
Here, have an ice cream cone. That'll cheer you up.
Right, it did.
They called you pee girl again.
Might need more.
Let's go get ice cream.
I love ice cream.
God, I love ice cream. I ice cream twice yesterday.
Twice?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yep.
Why?
Because it was there. I wanted to have it.
But wait a minute. You were still choking on ice cream from the day before yesterday.
Yeah, I had finished that one off, so there was no more
of
the toasted
of that
coconut. I don't know. It hasn't been bothering me today, so I guess it's gone.
So what ice cream did you eat twice yesterday?
Let's see. I had something that Ice Cream Santa brought.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, that's you. Right when I got home from the meeting that we were at, I was like, oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So I got home and I ate
that. Thank God we ate grilled cheese before that meeting.
I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, yesterday wasn't my best food day. I had grilled cheese for breakfast or lunch or whatever that was. And then I had an ice cream, like two cookies with ice cream in between for snack. And then John made breakfast for dinner. He like slow cooked these potatoes and did this like really nice, you know, is that home fries? Is that what they're called? With like peppers and sausage and onion and mushrooms.
And you said, you know what this needs? Two cartons of ice cream on top of it?
No, no, no. I had already eaten one of the ice cream things, and then for dessert, he'd sliced up strawberries. I'm like, you know what these strawberries need? That cookie chocolate chip ice cream, whatever it is.
Oh, boy.
Put that in.
All right.
It's delicious. Bad, bad food day for me. So I don't think I had one piece of fruit or, well, I guess there were peppers and onions in the potatoes.
My running coach is cracking the whip today because I missed Monday, and then I was supposed to make it up yesterday, and then I didn't. So today.
So you're doing like a double session today? Your running coach being your fiance?
I don't use that word, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you don't. I mean, red partner is what you use, so just trying to make it sound like you guys have a relationship.
Well, we do have a relationship.
She's my coach.
And two
She's
kids.
My red partner.
I just
yeah,
don't
so you
say,
his fiance.
I don't
She's your,
say
you're
that.
You're going to marry that girl.
Word.
She deserves that.
Sure hey, she does.
Speaking of fiance and all that kind of stuff, there was a text earlier that has me thinking, Bryn, that your trip sounds more like a honeymoon.
Well, they did bring their kid with them.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Did you guys get married?
Let me see your hand.
Nope. We didn't get married.
Bryn's not the one who would hide it from us. Vinny is the one. Yes. I get
that's
why you have suspicion.
But I could see Bryn hiding it, too.
Why would
you
I
hide wouldn't.
It?
He wants the presents.
Right. No, it wasn't a honeymoon. We take trips like that all the time. You know that.
You didn't think about getting married while you were there? Like, let's just knock this out right here.
I think that let's just get this over with already.
Oh.
Right?
Actually, getting married in Paris would be...
Right?
Epic, right? Yeah, I mean, I'd do it if she was down, and I'd tell you about it, and I'd totally invite you.
It cries every night wishing there was a wedding there.
Well, let's make it happen, Vinny.
What are you talking about?
A double wedding?
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness. This sounds so great.
Anyway, what were we talking about? I forget now.
Your rent partner wedding. Cracking the whip.
No. Oh, right. Well,
that's it. Thank you for bringing us
back. Food. No. It was about food. Yeah. And how many cartons of ice cream you ate yesterday. Yeah.
No full cartons, but I made a dent. Don't you worry about that.
Our text number is 800-400.
No, you have to say the number, Vinny. That's how people get a hold of us.
415 says, thank you, Yuzi. Love ya.
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, they missed the word, so I gave them the word.
Oh. 415 says, Bryn's back. Yay!
Yay!
408 says, people are mad at Greta Van Fleet. Sounds like Zeppelin, but they're okay with every rap song sounding exactly the same.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, isn't it?
Well,
good point, 41 whatever.
408.
408.
Very true. Yeah. Absolutely true.
Oh, my God.
But there's not... Look, one of the very funny things I heard someone saying about the current artists of today is that none of them have learned instruments. Like, they didn't put in the work. They're going for the fast dollar.
Right.
And so...
stealing other people's stuff and sampling that.
There's hardly an expectation of practice skill in any other thing than their vocal performance.
Right.
Right?
And then they just find a singer to sing over their thing that they made on their garage band or whatever.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, Vinny, what do you call the stories you play for her? Are they audiobooks or podcasts or what? Looking for something to entertain my little one and majorly cut down on the screen time. Thanks. They're the treehouse books. What did I call them? I can't remember. The
Magic Treehouse.
Magic Treehouse is what it is. And there's a million of them.
And there, you do them on audio? So she's playing and using
these
her
hands. These are stories
and...
read to her on this. We've got them all. And they're great, but that's not TV.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to look at.
So she's doing whatever it is she's doing, and she has these things going
right.
on. That's great. You're setting her up for a lifetime of reading. It's
right.
wonderful. Love
so,
stories.
God, well, we read to her every night, too. Tons. She loves books. And so I think we've got a reader on our hands. But these things are good because when she's bored and she says, can I watch a show? The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. But you can do this. Here's the Magic Treehouse. Go do that.
Oh, I thought you were handing her a broom or something.
No. Oh, I wish. No.
Pretty soon.
Well, right now we're in the makes more of a mess than...
Oh, I know.
It's
worse than... I was kind of kidding.
Right. Okay. Because it's not helpful.
Hand her Windex and a roll of paper towels. Go for it. Start cleaning things at your level.
Right.
You probably made that mess.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.